Notice and cure, obviously the most important requested change to any set of loan documents. Now, so notice and cure is in two areas. You've got monetary and you have non-monetary. So monetary is broken up into a couple of areas. Most straight set of loan documents, if you have a payment default or a monetary default, it's a default. Most borrowers would like some sort of period of time. And often loan documents will have what's known as a grace period. So let's say the loan is due on the first day of the month. It may not be a default until 10 days pass. Maybe it's the 10th day of the month. Of course, that catches things like wire mistakes. I don't know that anyone actually mails checks anymore, but mailing problems, sometimes just deposit snafus, it catches all those things. But oftentimes that 10 days will incur a late charge. So you have a grace period, and usually the grace period and the late charge go together. And certain late charges applied in certain periods of time are not going against the, does not constitute interest and will not go into a usury calculation. Now, I know that usury is a weird concept for those that are, of course, younger than me, but for me, I still think about usury and all the ramifications related to that. So I try to draft things to avoid dollars going into the interest calculation if they don't have to. So you have notice, and you go, oh, wait a minute, I just want some grace period. Okay, we're giving you some grace period. The other possibility would be, okay, I want notice and cure on monetary. Well, then that breaks down to a couple of spots. What kind of monetary are we talking about? Are we talking about a payment that you know you're going to have to make every single month? Well, that's not as cooperative potentially as some other monetary payment that you may have to make in accordance with the loan documents. So, but let's stick with the payment that's made under the note. And you want notice and cure on that. You want a notice and cure of that. Okay, potentially that's okay, depending on the lender. They may give you, okay, we're going to wait 5 days, 10 days. We'll give you notice. And after a certain number of days, if you still don't pay, then it's going to be a default. Now, you don't get to do that every month. So that will usually be limited to one or two times a year, one or two times in any 12 calendar months. You know, possibly once you've done it twice, you don't get it anymore. All those things are possible. And those are all just a function of the negotiating parties. Now, let's talk about non-monetary defaults. A lot squishier, not quite as objective, but you have obligations under the loan documents. And some of those obligations may take a little bit longer than just cutting a check. So if you have a monetary default or monetary violation of the covenants, a non-monetary violation of the covenants, then we may give you a certain period of time to cure that. Go ahead and fix that. The typical thing would be 30 days. Now, most borrower's counsel will say, okay, what if it takes longer than 30 days? What if it takes 35 days and I'm suddenly, now I'm in default? My answer to that is always, okay, I'll give you 35 days. Well, that's not really what they're wanting. They really want more time. And it's a rational argument saying it's maybe something that takes us a while to do. That probably will be okay. So if you will commence the cure within that 30 period of time, typically lenders will give you an additional period of time past the 30, usually another 30, in order to go ahead and do that. There's always a little rub about, When are these periods of time start? Do they start when you've been noticed that you've got to go do this, or does it start when you should have known you were supposed to have done this? And so you get a little rub in the loan documents on that, and that comes up from time to time. I would say typically you get initially 30, you'll get an additional 30 if you commence within that 30 period of time. Late charges, we talked about that little bit in terms of late charge will apply to a grace period. That's true. And what a good borrower's counsel will say, okay, I get the late charge. I understand it motivates my client to pay. But I don't think I want it. If you accelerate the debt, even though I'm bad, or if the debt matures, I don't really think that 5% late charge should apply to that. Shouldn't apply to a maturity, shouldn't apply to an accelerated debt. And I generally will agree to that. I don't think that's the benefit of the bargain. We're not trying to gotcha. And that doesn't motivate some action very much that we would need that language in. Now, just sidebar a little bit on a foreclosure, that late charge, if that does apply to an accelerated debt, that is going to go into the credit bid for a lender. So they're going to be able to credit bid that late charge into that number.